Hi guys, this is your Feel the Mind podcast, brought to you by Purity. So I'm so happy, guys. So this is the most anticipated podcast of my life. I mean, having PCT me on my podcast has been like a very big dream for me. Y'all, like, so far. And I'm so thrilled. I'm so hyper to introduce y'all to my guest. Easy to me. I'm so sorry because I was overwhelmed during the podcast session that I couldn't let her introduce herself. This is like starstruck, and I'm a victim. Yeah, I'm a victim. I was literally, let me not talk about that. Easy to me is like the host of Founders Connect, the founder of Founders Connect. Founders Connect is basically where you hear the start of founders stories, how they started and all of that. Actually, you all should check her out. PCT Me is amazing, and I'm so happy to have on my podcast. It's been a dream, and it's real right now. It's real. I can't believe it's real, guys. It's real. Anyways, hi guys. So welcome back to the show. This is Purity, and my guest, PCT Me.
First of all, like, I've actually like had known you like since 2019, like from my friend Sonia, the CFI or something. So, so I got to know about you 2019, and she said something about you doing digital marketing. And at that time, I said like learning digital marketing as a student. So. And getting to know someone who is into it, I wanted to like know a little more about you. And yeah, so having you on my podcast is kind of like very big thing for me, right? So I kind of like had to decide on, okay, basking on your word, which is like fail fast. And I think that's like my favorite quote about you, or from you, sorry. Mm-hmm. Fail fast and then do it scared, kind of the two things that I had to... before I had to write to you. So feel fast and do it scared. So please, the question I really wanted to learn from you. So mm-hmm. I also want my friends who I've told, like I invited please, to actually learn from your journey and all of that. So I would ask you, what do you think inspired you, or what do you think, where do you think your journey started from?
Oh, well, that's a big question to start. Where did my journey start? Started from when I was born, I guess. I guess my journey started from uni, in the sense of how I think you're asking the question. I was studying medical biochemistry, and I went and but I had a friend who. We used to like go for conferences together, read books together. And then we went for this conference organized by, I think, Nia Adishayam in Benin at the time. And I saw a friend. Oh no, that's on the beginning. So the way my journey started was out of curiosity. So yes, I'm studying medical biochemistry, and at some point I'm on Twitter, it was like 2010-ish, and I saw someone say that they have a blog, and I just got curious, like, what is a blog? What are you publishing on your blog? I can't remember who that person is. So I decided to like research on it. So I started researching, and then I found WordPress as a blog provider. And out of curiosity, I just created one, and at that time I thought it was felt like maybe like an online diary of some sort. And then I started publishing. And so fast forward to that event, my friend and I go for the event, and I see someone in my Sunday school in church. And he's like, he has been reading my blog. And I'm like, whoa, people actually are reading my blog. And he's not even in my school. He was in Mini Ben, I was in Delsu. And they introduced me to this friend of his who was a Google Students Ambassador and encouraged me to apply. Long story short, I applied, got selected, and that's how I found digital marketing as a concept. And then started teaching students in my school, to try to experiment and run ads for people, for small businesses. And then by the time I was graduating, I'm like, yeah, I want to do this as a career. And yeah, that's that's kind of the story. It was from a simple getting curious over a blog, and then you know, taking a plunge. Somebody say, hey, if you try and apply for this, and I felt like, okay, I don't really qualify, but let me try it anyway. And I tried and I got in, and that just opened up its own world for me. So that's the story.
All right. I'm very sure the journey has been quite, let me see, rusty. You experienced kind of like rusty journey some days and all of that. And what could be your challenges? What could be your challenges? Like changing from what was your challenges and what is still your challenge? Changing from biochemistry, studying medical biochemistry to digital marketer. Did you ever think that digital marketing was going to work for you, or it was just going to be medical biochemistry?
At some point, medical biochemistry was not a choice for me because I couldn't see myself in the lab or anything like that. So it was not a choice. So it was going to be digital marketing or whatever I find along the way. So medical chemistry stopped being a choice the minute I said, hey, it's not what I want to do. But medical biochemistry was not a choice because all I wanted to do in place of medical biochemistry was medicine and surgery. And when medicine stopped being a choice because I couldn't see myself in the hospital, it was a this, and I'll figure the rest out. I'm still figuring out the rest out, but it seems like it's working small, small.
All right. Did you still think that you would have done better in like studying medicine or you were
perfect? I mean, I'm doing well now. Yeah. I'm doing well now. I don't have any regrets. So I don't think, sometimes I imagine what my life would be, but I don't imagine that I'll be doing better. Maybe I would be doing better, but every time I've imagined it, it was not from a place of, oh my god, I'm not doing well now, so I made a mistake. What if I was a doctor now, probably have more money or something, whatever. That's not how I think. My thought progress is usually, my life is like this right now. What would my life look like if this didn't happen, and I studied this? That's usually my thought process. So I don't know if it would have been better. Maybe not. I do quite like my life on most days.
Yeah.
I don't imagine if it could have been better. I think I'm really where I'm supposed to be. Like, I'm doing what I should be doing. I'm in a career path that I find joy in. Medicine would have been great. My mom would have been happy to have a doctor in the house. But
yeah. So a lot of people, not just me, like doing something that I really didn't think I would have done, like doing biochemistry, I think that's my course now. And then some other people studying biochemistry, so studying other courses, and then that's not what they actually wanted to do. And trying to fix a life, a career for themselves and all of that. I think it's quite hard. I don't know. It's quite hard for me. I tried to envision myself to like, a better career thing for myself. I read an article where you said something about self-pity and self-esteem. I'm bringing into the part where I'm trying to like, not just me, I think everyone else does, where I'm always like, I'm not doing what I've always wanted to do. Okay. And other things are really not as like easy as I thought it would be. What could you say about that? Did you have that experience? Do you have that experience trying to
self-pity?
Yeah, self-pity.
Can you ask the question again? I'm not sure that I get you correctly.
Okay. Transitioning from biochemistry, medical biochemistry, to digital marketing, and you said you are comfortable with it, and I don't know if that's your case, but some other people like me, I have a problem with. Okay, transitioning from this to this, I've always wanted to do software engineering, and then it's quite really hard trying to combine both of them at this time and then not messing up with my education.
Like software engineering and biochemistry?
Yes. Did you experience something like trying to transition from digital marketing? How did you combine both of them?
Trying to do anything with school is very hard, first of all. Whether you're transitioning or not, like trying to do anything in addition to doing school is difficult, so give yourself a lot of grace. For me, I found digital marketing in my final year. That's the first one. So I was already done with like most of school. But I don't even think that I balanced it well. Right. I don't think that I balanced it well because I missed a few classes. I did do it for exams and all, but I did miss a few classes. I remember very vividly, and I'm like, oh my god, I'll go late for classes just because I couldn't meet up, because maybe at some point I was in the dean's office trying to get the dean to approve Google Student Club, and I was spending more time waiting for him than having to go to class. So it wasn't really hard. It wasn't the easiest thing, you know, doing that. Yeah, so there's difficulty. I think one of the things I've learned, even now, I do multiple things, and something always suffers. What I'm trying to make sure is that per time, pick the thing that would suffer, pick it wisely. If you're still in uni, right, and you don't intend to drop out, and I don't advise anybody to drop out, then face your studies, but then carve out time for software engineering and let the thing that suffers the most maybe be your social life. But you can't have everything, you can't have the most active social life. Like when people are partying on Fridays or Saturdays or spending the whole Sunday in church in campus fellowship, you can't say, ha, I can only do church 2 hours. I have to go back because I have to either study for the week or I have to take a few courses on software engineering. Like, but you can have relationship, social life, academics, all of the things. It's very hard, right? You're going to be drained. So pick the things wisely and prioritize. So at different points in my life or different quarters or different years, I know what suffers, right? Sometimes my YouTube channel, sometimes my Instagram, sometimes it's newsletter, sometimes it's my social life, and I am just in my house because I can't really afford to go out right now because I have too many things to do. But even if I'm not doing them, I'd rather be in my house having guilty conscience if I'm not doing them than literally be outside. You know, so that's really how I think about that perspective.
Right. Okay. Please, it's me that everybody knows now, interviewing a lot of our founders. When did this start manifesting? When did this start manifesting?
Manifest in what sense?
I mean, piece that everybody know now, a digital marketer that everyone know now. When did it start manifesting? I mean, when did it start? Everyone start noticing piece to me. Everything said, what you were all in your life.
I have no idea. I don't even know that I've been noticed yet. I probably answered a question around like when is that manifesting? Because to be honest, I don't know. All I've been doing is doing the work. I don't know when I started getting noticed. I think one thing is that the effort of every year compounds. So me of today is not a result of what I've done today, but the result of what I did last year and years before that. And last year was a result of the things I've done in the years before that. So these things compound as well. So me is I'm known like this because of what I'm doing now, but because I've done a couple of stuff, and that just kind of like compounds and people keep knowing that and keeps solidifying how they think about me and how they think about my brand. Is there a specific time when I'm like, oh yes, I've made it in life? That hasn't happened yet. But the different signals at different points in my career. For example, I'm planning Founders Connect event, and the response that I've gotten already is a bit overwhelming because that I didn't expect that. So that is a sign that okay, something's happening well. You know. So the different signals at different times, but I don't know that there's been one time when I'm like, oh yes. I just started getting noticed, and my life is very much different.
So. I think you're very popular, actually.
I don't know,
but in my school, you're quite popular. You're really popular in my school. I don't
what
know if you know Futo, really, the drawing best of
I mean, I've had some friends in Futo over the years. I've done one or two events in Futo, funny enough. But that's been like years ago, so I would have assumed that people who know me in Futo would probably have graduated by now. So well, it's good. No, I don't see it, but it's good. I mean, to be fair, there was a time where, like 2019, I did this TEDx at Dankolo in Lokoja. And it's Lokoja. I went for it. I accepted because it's in TEDx. But I've never been there before. I don't know anybody there. And I remember getting to the TEDx, and there were a lot of other people popping them up for Paula, more senior than I am. And I was just chilling in my own corner with the other speakers, feeling like the baby of the house, and nobody else really asking me any questions. And then the next day, because like the day we came in, we had like speakers dinner. And so the next day, the event starts, and we start introducing different people to have their own sessions, you know. And everybody gets a really nice round of applause. And then it was my turn. And by the time they started introducing me, the hall literally went wild. I was shocked because I was not the first speaker. So it wasn't like, oh, this is how the applause has been. I know that this is not how the applause has been, you know. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, like it shook me. So I stood up on my chair and I was going. And I was just like mostly in shock because I'm like, this is Dankolo, this is Lokoja. I've never been here before. I've never met the organizer before. It's actually my speaker. I said, okay, it'll be nice. And this is 2019, and people are like, oh, please. And I think the video is on YouTube. And I remember the first thing I said in that video was like, oh wow, I'm a bit nervous right now because I didn't expect this amount of applause or something like this. Because it was really overwhelming. Anyway, I said that story because at that point I was like, wow, people know me here. And it just felt like, okay, I guess what I'm doing on YouTube and on Instagram is working for people to know me here. And so you saying that people in Puto know me, I'm like, oh, that feels like a TEDx and a Kulu experience because I might not know anybody there. I might not feel like, oh, I've done anything in Puto in a while. But, you know, people know me, I guess. And that's always humbling and interesting to experience and hear. Because believe me, I don't think that a lot of people know me. I don't think I've done enough.
Honestly, I don't know. But you inspired a lot of people in Puto. I don't know. But you do, actually. Because last TEDx, they thought about inviting you. I don't know why they didn't, but that's another story. Anyways, like my dad usually say, there's something that drives people to do things. There is a reason why people always do things. If they catch you stealing, there's a reason why you did that. If they catch you doing great things, there's a reason why. So what could be your drive? What is your why in stuff you're doing? What is your drive?
I have a couple. The first one is, well, for the longest time, my drive was to make my mom proud. I think I've accomplished that in life, so it's not the biggest.
Yeah, she's super proud. I'm very sure.
Right now in my life, I want to keep topping that and keep getting better, but it's not as deep as it used to be at some point. Because I think even if I'm just remained where I am, my mom will still be happy that she gave birth to this child. But at some point, it was very heavily my mom, like just making her proud. Now in my life, and things that have remained consistent is, one, I believe that I have a purpose and I'm here to leave something on earth. And so I'm really driven by impact and how I can do things that impact people, that people can learn from and live experiences and minds of people and just make lives and things better. I want to live things better. So that's a huge motivation and a huge drive for me, just impact. That's one of it. Another one is money. Money is a big driver for me. Because I didn't grow up wealthy. I grew up more or less in poverty, and my mom was always like from debt to debt. But she did really well. She did a fantastic job and gave it all she got. But I feel like I have been able to take myself out of that, and I never want to go back there. I never want to. The life I've been able to create for myself, thanks to God, I'm proud of it. And I don't want it to go down, so I'm gonna do the work that I have to do to make sure that I either sustain or keep going further as it is going back. But also close things to that, of never going back to where I came from is also having the means to take care of the people that mean the world to me. So I have not, now even though like I'm not driven by making my mom proud, I'm still very driven by making sure that she has everything, that I take care of her and she enjoys the fruit of her labor. And my family doesn't lack the best of my ability, or a partner or whatever comes in the future. So having the means to do that, having the means to make my life easier for me as well, the resources to help people when I can, to be able to see my ideas through, because being able to, yes, the things that I've done that I wouldn't have been able to do if I didn't have some means to do them. And they probably have made my life more complicated because it would have required more time or more work that I don't have. But being able to like have the means I can delegate something, I can employ someone to do something, and that makes my life easier. And that then helps me to even create more impact because there's more time and there's more resources for that. I think those are the two biggest forces for me. So it's impact, being able to like do the thing that I was born to do and do it really well, so it's to lead with people, be able to sort of like build a legacy for myself and say, hey, I was on this earth. And because of that, you know, somebody's life has changed. That's important to me. And then the fruit of that being creating a very stable life for myself and my loved one.
Okay. So talking about your mom now, I'm very sure she was super supportive. I read an article where you said something about, oh, staying with your mom and your brother. Like, I've always been a fan of your articles and blogs and all of that. I read the one where you wrote a long thing about your NYSC, something like that. So thinking about your mom, I'm pretty sure she was like super supportive and all of that. I don't know if this is like a bit personal, your journey so far, did you think it had any that's an interference with your family and your career? I mean, coming to your dad, did you feel like not having someone around like your dad, where you talk about your dad, do you feel like it interfered somehow into your life or something, into your career path?
No. I'm not sure I get your question, but what I think you're asking, the answer is no. My mom has always been very supportive, so I'm super grateful for that. I mean, not entirely. She didn't understand what digital marketing is for the longest time. She just knew I wanted to go serve in Lagos and supported me. And when she began to see fruit, she let me kind of like figure my life out and trust me that I know what I'm doing, so which I'm appreciative for. Doesn't mean that she didn't give me like the regular, are you sure this is what you want to do? You don't want to go back to medical school, kind of just an almost parent to give. She did give that, but she didn't make my life hell. She supported advice. And at some point she said, okay, this is working out. I kind of just let it go. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful that she let it go when she did, that I didn't have to keep fighting. I'm grateful for the fact that there were fruits early as well that made it easy for me to convince her that I was in the right path. That's pretty much it. Have I ever had any other interference because maybe one parent wasn't available or anything? No, I think my mom has done an amazing job. If I'm ever a single mom, I would want to do as great as my mom did. In fact, at some point I wanted to, because like, wow, have you seen this product? It's really well. I would like to replicate.
Yeah, because the reason I ask this question is that I've had people always will in the fact that, oh, probably their mother or their father, they're not around or something, they're always waiting and probably having a reason. That's like their main reason why they're not trying or something. That's like the reason why I ask you the question. Yeah, having a supportive mother is actually the best. And me, my dad is super supportive. That's my own. Everyone have why they try. Everyone have like people that kept them going or something. So I wanted to ask you again, like, when, at what point, like, what's like the high point of your life, of your career? I know you started your digital marketing from your university. When do you think like your everything's working out really well? Okay, let me continue this digital marketing.
I think every year gives me a good reason to continue. every year years maybe doesn't continue because I realized it's working out and there's more to do and there's more I could do. So yeah, I think every year is a good year to say, oh, okay, I like where I am, it's doing really well, and I just continue on that path.
You have quite an awesome and bad and awful year 2019, leading from your distance. 2019 was like, oh, I really enjoyed your audition. I was super proud for you, actually.
Thank you.
I was super proud for you. And what could be your advice to people, like, and what advice did you receive that kept you going? So what's like your advice, like, to people and the one you received? I would really love to hear.
Advice that I've received, well, Do It Afraid is one of them. Do It Afraid is one of the best advice or best things that I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I think that has shaped a lot of the things that I do. Like, I would do it anyway. I'll reach out to any fucking body I need to reach out to. If they say no, they say no. If they say yes, good for me. So I'm very, I shoot my shots like I'm a terrorist, because the worst that will come out of it is a no. I try my best, because the worst that will come out of it is a no.
I think that's like my best advice for you, actually. Do it that way.
It goes a long way. Like, yeah. I wouldn't have been able to do Founders Connect as much as I have.
I was thinking about it.
People tell me no if I thought it was come on me to do it.
Last week I sent a very cool email to someone and I had to off my data. My head, I was like, data afraid. I just sent it off my data. I was like, mm-hmm. I'm done, data afraid. What next?
I think hearing no is easy. It's even that doing the thing that gives you the no that is the hard part. Once you send it, you send it. Once I send a request to someone. Like this event now, I've reached out to so many people. I have a sponsorship who could come speak, and someone said, hey, they're not available, they can't do it at the time. And I'm like, cool.
I was about to say, are you looking up a volunteer? I'm really
I have volunteers. We would get some more volunteers. The volunteer manager would do a call when she's ready. But yeah, so Do It Afraid is one of my biggest. And another one is feel fast. Do it as fast as you can. Feel as fast as you can. Get the information and move on. Another one is explore. You never know what you like until you like explore all things that you like or don't like. That's how you kind of know yourself. The more you do things, the more open you are, the more feedback about yourself that you get. So explore as much as you can. I think those are like probably the biggest ones for me.
I didn't quite understand it feel fast at first until I thought about it. Like, I read the line over and over again. I was like, okay, give yourself some space. I think that's what you mean, feel fast. Like, do everything you can, let it not work out, kind of. I don't know if that's what you mean by feel fast, but
yeah,
the way I understood it.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. I think that's like the two of them. I'm basking on them really well. So what next for Peace right now? Next for Peace?
I don't know. If you ask me, who would I ask?
God, of course.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm just doing my things day by day, you know. And it will work out when it works out. It works out how it works out. I just want to keep growing. I want to keep growing in my career. I want to deepen the things that I've started. I want to get better. Yeah, that's it for me.
I think I don't know. To that question, what next? I don't know. People don't really have the right answer because you don't know what next, actually. But you know where you're heading to, kind of.